Today, nearly one out of every three adults in the U.S. is caring for a family member on a regular basis. Maggie and Ron Hilmer demonstrate the capacity for compassion as they take turns giving and receiving care. And they've written about their experiences in a booklet titled Speaking of Care. It describes the demanding and complicated relationship between caregivers and care receivers, especially when that connection occurs within the same household. It's written from the perspective of two people who are now experiencing it firsthand. Ron is a retired Lutheran chaplain, Maggie, a physical therapy nurse. They've been married for 18 years. Ron was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease at about the same time they were married. Maggie has a congenital heart condition as well as chronic back pain. This booklet reads like a conversation between Maggie and Ron, and they each take turns sharing their thoughts about what it means to give and receive care. And here to talk with us today is Ron's daughter, Lori, who works with us here at Lutheran Hour Ministries. Lori, how did the booklet get written? Did they write together or did they write separately?
I think initially they started out writing together, and they found that to be extra challenging. So Maggie ended up writing her part and then handed it over to my dad to then add his part in a reaction to what she had written. In the end, it's just a wonderful dialogue of her feeling coming from the caregiving perspective and his feelings coming from a care-receiving perspective. I think oftentimes we don't realize how hard it is to receive care and how hard that relationship can be between the caregiver and the care receiver. So it made it really interesting for them to play off each other that way.
The idea of receiving care and not necessarily wanting to admit that you're in that position, I guess, which is harder sometimes?
Wow. I think that they would probably each would say that their role is harder at times. I know that they've switched back and forth. There's been times when Maggie's illnesses would be in the forefront and they would have to address those as a team. And then there are times like now that we're struggling a little more with my dad's Parkinson's. And so that's at the forefront. And Maggie's have had to kind of go to the back burner for right now, so to speak. So I think it's been a real balance of working it out.
Yeah, it really shows the context in which the caregiving takes place. You know, you've got your own situations, but you have to kind of put those aside to concentrate on that person that you're caring for.
Right. And I think it lends itself to that unique perspective of, I know what you're going through because I go through it too. And it's very easy to become self-centric and thinking mostly about what you're going through. But when you're forced to help a spouse or someone close to you go through that, you're able to see that other side. So it's been a unique experience for them.
When they wrote separately, were they ever surprised to learn what the other was thinking?
Yes. And actually, I was just talking to them about this the other day, and they were surprised. There were some surprises in there. And I think that it's helped even now, when we're at the point that we are, for my dad to understand what it's like to be on the other side, because it's not easy, and it's easy for him to take for granted the fact that the need for constant care is there. So Maggie said, especially for her, that reading the part at the end where my dad preached his last sermon, how hard that was for him, and really understanding that it was the end of his pastoral pulpit ministry. Realizing and being able to understand that connection to him of what he was letting go, I think was a really, really crucial part for them.
Maggie really gives us a perspective on what day-to-day caregiving is like. She writes, "We might have to look hard for moments of joy in what used to be entire days of happiness." That really is a vivid description of what their life is like, I think.
It really is. And you know, having received the diagnosis of Parkinson's early on in their marriage was an immediate challenge, but the real challenges have come in the last 5 to 6 years where the disease has really taken full hold. She has been his caregiver, she has been his wife, and she has been his support. And it has just been amazing to watch her step up and know everything about his illness, but yet be there to support him in all of the ways that he needs from his wife as well. So she's really grasped those moments and really lived for those moments and really made a lot of them happen.
Your dad writes, "If I can trust God at the finish line, why can't I trust him for the race leading up to that?" How would that reflect his attitude toward his situation? And also, I think, the trust that he has in Christ, not just now, but even going back earlier in his life.
I can say that this is the man who has shown me on a day-to-day basis what it's like to live faith through many, many ill events in his life. I've seen him just stand rock solid in the fact that God is in control, and he's always had that feeling, and he's always relayed that to us. I remember when his second wife was killed in a car accident, and I was so mad at God, I couldn't stand it. I thought, why of all people would this minister of his word have his wife taken from him in such a tragic way? And I walked into his kitchen, and he was on the phone with someone, with a parishioner, and I heard him say, above all, I know God is good. And this is a man who really and truly lives his life that way. He has gone through moments of anger, and he's gone through moments of doubt, but it always, always, always comes back to God is good. God is my Savior. I will do what God has planned for my life. And I think that that's where this booklet comes from. The natural progression of the way my father is that his disease, he would look for the way that God would use that. And this is exactly what they meant to do through this booklet.
But many people find themselves today in a similar situation. Ultimately, it's God himself who serves us through the vocation of that person who is our caregiver. And we pray this booklet might help others see the hope of God even in the midst of their trials. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Speaking of Care, call us here at the Lutheran Hour, 1-855-JOHN-316. That's 1-855-JOHN-316. Or request a copy online at our website, lutheranhour.org. Lori, our thanks to you and also to your folks for sharing their story and for sharing with us the strength they receive from knowing Christ and his promises.
Thank you.